Thanks for tuning in to another situational report from SITREP Israel, providing automated situational updates covering security developments in Israel and the region. Updates weekdays at 9 a.m. and 20 p.m. Israel time. And now your host, Mr. Mike Radish.
I'm Daniel Rosehill, based in Jerusalem, reporting for SITREP Israel. Welcome to the morning edition of SITREP Israel, our automated situational report covering Israel security fronts. This SITREP was generated on Saturday, the 30th of May, 2026 at 10:08 Israel time, 7:08 UTC, 10:08 UTC. Hezbollah rockets hit Kiryat Shmona as IDF orders evacuations in southern Lebanon, May 30th, 0708 UTT, 1008 Israel, morning edition. Bottom line, up front, Hezbollah fired multiple rocket salvos at northern Israel overnight, with one projectile striking a shopping center in Kiryat Shmona and causing damage, but no injuries. The IDF intercepted several rockets and issued new evacuation warnings for seven villages in southern Lebanon, while Israeli airstrikes and drone strikes continued across the south. The US-Iran deal remains unresolved after a White House Situation Room meeting ended without a decision and Iran denied any final understanding has been reached. On the home front, no nationwide change in posture, though local restrictions are likely in Kiryat Shmona and border communities following the rocket impacts. Now, turning to the regional sections, in Lebanon, the overnight rocket attacks came in at least four separate salvos, with sirens sounding in Kiryat Shmona, Mechila, Margalio, and other border communities. Two projectiles were intercepted in one salvo. The rocket that hit the Kiryat Shmona shopping center caused damage but no casualties, and local officials expressed anger, saying the ceasefire exists only in Beirut. The IDF issued new evacuation warnings for seven villages in the Nabate district, Ansar, Zrayuria, Kotaryat, Alrez, Meshkara, Shukan, Zibden, and Maifadon. Orders came after the overnight rocket fire. Israeli airstrikes and drone strikes continued across southern Lebanon. A drone targeted a pickup truck on the road between Habash and Deir al-Zarani. Three people were injured when a drone struck near Nabate Governmental Hospital. Airstrikes hit Safad al-Batik, Basaria, and the outskirts of Sarafand, as well as heights near Nabate and Al-Rehan. On May 29, Israeli strikes killed 11 people in southern Lebanon, including a paramedic. Another drone strike targeted a civil defense team affiliated with the Islamic Health Authority in Marub, killing one paramedic and injuring others. UNICEF reported that 77 children were killed or injured in Lebanon in the past 7 days, an average of 11 per day. Hezbollah MP Ali Fayyad said any Israeli presence on Lebanese land is an occupation that must be resisted, and negotiations without strength amount to surrender. Israel's ground invasion has moved deeper into Lebanese territory, with troops crossing the Latani River. IDF Chief of Staff Eyal Zamir visited the northern front, seen with protective netting against drone threats. On Iran, President Trump's Situation Room meeting on a potential deal ended without a final decision, with the White House stating it is very close but unresolved. Iran's foreign ministry spokesperson said no final understanding has been reached and message exchanges continue. A senior Iranian source told Al Arabi Al Jadid that Trump's public statements reflect his wishes, not agreed terms, and Tehran has not given final approval to any memorandum understanding. President Masoud Pezeshkian said Iran is ready for a dignified framework to end the war. Deputy Foreign Minister Kazem Giri Babadi warned international bodies against ending Israel's impunity. Mohsen Rezaei, military advisor to Supreme Leader Mojtaba Khamenei, threatened that Iran will attack if the naval blockade continues beyond a certain time frame. The IRGC announced that two dozen ships safely passed through the Strait of Hormuz in 24 hours under its coordination. Iranian media reported an American Zionist drone was shot down near Kashim Island. CENTCOM denied any US aircraft was downed, and Iran is preparing a grand funeral for slain former Supreme Leader Ali Khamenei, with a special headquarters established, though no date has been set. In the West Bank, Israeli forces raided a home in Qalqilia and detained Mahmoud Walwell, a Fatah movement official. On the multilateral track, the United Nations placed Israel on a blacklist of countries suspected of committing sexual violence against civilians in a conflict-related sexual violence report. Israel's foreign ministry pushed back on the inclusion. The Pentagon described Israeli-Lebanese security talks in Washington as productive. Elsewhere, US prosecutors allege that defendant Mohammed al-Saadi orchestrated a string of attacks on Jewish targets in New York as part of a psychological warfare campaign on behalf of Iran. The US Department of State announced the dismantling of an Iranian group targeting US technology firms. The US imposed new sanctions on Iran, and the PGSA condemned the move. Colombia's presidential elections could reshape relations with the US, and the UAE carried out dozens of strikes on Iran during the war and amid the truce, in coordination with Israel and with US and Israeli intelligence support, including a joint strike on a petrochemical complex. Moving to the analysis. First, the trend, the tempo of kinetic exchange on the Lebanon front has accelerated sharply compared to the prior 7 days. Over the past week, Hezbollah attacks were sporadic and largely symbolic, while IDF operations focused on targeted strikes and limited ground advances. In this window, Hezbollah launched at least 4 distinct salvos, including a direct hit on a civilian structure in Kiryat Shmona, and the IDF responded with expanded evacuation orders and deeper ground incursions. The protagonist set remains unchanged, but the intensity and risk appetite have escalated, moving from calibrated messaging to more consequential strikes. This marks a departure from the earlier pattern of mutual restraint under the shadow of the US-Iran diplomatic track. On the information environment, Hezbollah is pushing a narrative of resistance and defiance, framing the rocket attacks as a response to Israeli occupation and a demonstration that the ceasefire exists only in Beirut. This framing seeks to portray Hezbollah as the defender of Lebanese sovereignty against an unyielding Israeli military. The IDF narrative emphasizes self-defense and the necessity of evacuation orders to protect civilians, while highlighting Hezbollah's aggression. The gap between reporting and evidence is widest in Hezbollah's claims of proportionality. The direct hit on a shopping center suggests either a deliberate escalation or a failure of precision, undermining the resistance narrative. The US-Iran deal narrative remains stalled, with both sides claiming progress while actions on the ground contradict diplomatic optimism and the synthesis. The overnight Hezbollah barrage and IDF evacuation orders signal that the Lebanon front is decoupling from the US-Iran diplomatic track. While previous windows showed both sides calibrating violence to influence negotiations, the current escalation suggests Hezbollah is now testing Israel's red lines independently, betting that the unresolved deal constrains Israel's response. This is evidenced by the shift from military targets to a civilian shopping center, which risks a broader Israeli retaliation that could derail the truce. A counter-reading is that Hezbollah's attacks are still within a manageable threshold designed to pressure Israel without triggering full-scale war. However, the IDF's immediate expansion of evacuation zones and deeper ground operations indicates Israel interprets the attacks as a qualitative shift, not a routine provocation, making miscalculation more likely. And to wrap up, the OSINT indicators and dual lens predictions. Check Sentinel 1SAR imagery of the Litani River crossing points for evidence of IDF bridging equipment or vehicle tracks indicating sustained ground presence beyond the river. Monitor the Flight Radar 24 pair of Bandar Abbas International Airport and Kashim Island for unusual military cargo flights or ARGC affiliated aircraft movements in the next 24 hours. Following the reported drone shootdown, incident. Track the posting cadence and content of the Hezbollah-affiliated Telegram channel Al-Manar TV for any shift in rhetoric or operational claims following the Kiryat Shmona rocket impact and IDF evacuation orders. Now, the predictions through a status quo lens. Within 24 hours, the IDF will conduct airstrikes on Hezbollah launch sites in southern Lebanon in response to the Kiryat Shmona attack, but will not expand ground operations beyond current positions. The Iran-Israel ceasefire will hold through the next 72 hours with no direct Iran-Israel kinetic exchange despite ongoing Hezbollah-Israel clashes. President Trump will not approve the US-Iran deal within the next 48 hours, and the White House will issue a statement reiterating that talks are ongoing. Now, looking at the same indicators through an escalation lens, Hezbollah will launch a guided missile or drone attack on an IDF base south of the Litani River within 48 hours, causing multiple Israeli casualties and triggering a division-level Israeli response. Iran will conduct a live-fire naval exercise in the Strait of Hormuz within 72 hours, temporarily disrupting commercial shipping and escalating tensions with the US Navy. The UAE will unilaterally strike an IRGC target in Iran within the next 72 hours, independent of Israeli coordination, in response to perceived threats to Gulf shipping. That concludes this Sitrap. For more, visit sitrapisr.com or subscribe on Telegram at t.me/Israel_sitraps. This is Daniel Rosehill signing off from Jerusalem.